Let's begin.
Welcome to Build an Agency, a podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, growth tactics, building businesses, and the events that affect your company. Let's jump right in. Welcome back to the podcast. We're on episode 20. I'm here in the studio with Attilio.
How's it going, guys? We have a pretty stacked episode. I actually like it. It's something that we've started doing. It has to do with content mapping, buyer personas, and lifecycle stages. So this is all to develop some sweet content, some targeted content. I shouldn't just use the word sweet. Some targeted content for the people that you want to reach. Okay. And why is content important? What do you think?
You know why.
Do I? Why is content important?
Content's important because it's a way to inform or delight your target audience and to get people to bring lots of attention to your brand or business or your services.
Yeah. So, and actually we'll talk about that. We'll elaborate more on that in the lifecycle stages for today. So, let's talk about this content mapping. So
what is content mapping?
When it comes to content, right, you can't have like a one size fits all. So not every business or not even every campaign is exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And so to really make sure that your content is sort of effective at either providing awareness, educating people, generating leads, whatever your goal is, you need to deliver the right content to the right people at the right time. So content mapping is exactly that. It's mm-hmm. literally the process of getting the right content to the right people at the right time, right?
For sure. So super tailored to your business, your audience, and when they need to consume this content.
Yo. So the goal is to basically like find the characteristics of the people that will be consuming it. So your buyer personas, right?
We can get into that.
And we'll touch on that here in a second. And then how close they are to making a purchase or fulfilling your goal. In our case, it's a purchase. I think everyone's case, honestly, if you're a business owner or like a CMO, which I expect to be listening to this, probably CMOs, director of marketings, you'll probably be looking for how close they are to purchase, right? And that'll be the life cycle stage that they're at. But first, let's build up these buyer personas. So what are buyer personas?
Buyer personas are like a fictional, generalized representation of your ideal customers. Okay, so they're going to help you understand your customers or prospective customers or whatever. They'll help you understand those customers better and make it easier for you to tailor content to the specific needs, behaviors, concerns of different groups. So they really help you have like a really solid ideation of the people you're trying to serve with your services, product, etc. And so
the whole campaign, honestly,
absolutely
any goal, right?
So the strongest buyer personas are typically based on market research, like as well as insights that you gather from like your actual customer base. So you can do this through like surveys that you send out amongst your customer base. You can interview your customers, like etc.
A couple of our clients actually build buyer personas off of Facebook insights, so like analytics you can find, or like, hey, I don't know who my best customer is. I'm getting tons of customers through my e-commerce site, but I don't know who my customers are. And it's like, well, just take a look at your analytics, take a look at your demographics, and you can start building some people out of there.
I remember when we were first building this agency and starting to like kind of learn and understand that, like, for example, Hone, we want to serve CMOs and CEOs with education, with services, etc. And so I remember we were on Wikipedia just learning like, what in the world does a CEO do? What is it? Like, what really, like, what are the challenges of CMOs? Like, I know Adobe did a bunch of really awesome research for their CMO project, and we got to utilize that to kind of really learn the challenges that our target audience had. And so we really started to understand like their demographics. So like their gender, their age range, how many kids they have, like how long does one stay in like at one job at a time? Like we learned that some like a lot of CMOs don't make it past 2 years. Mm-hmm. So we really got to kind of get to know their challenges and everything like that. And so we got to kind of develop a kind of a loose buyer persona that way, but our personas have definitely gotten better as our data has gotten better.
Yeah. So, and of course, depending on your business or what you're developing these buyer personas for, you could have 1 to 2 personas, yeah, or you could have like 10 or 20 personas, 30 personas.
For sure.
So they're fictional people, right? And as you start getting more data, you can actually start cutting people in half, right? So what was 2 buyer personas might develop into 3, 4, 10, 20 personas. As you get more data, you can tailor and personalize your stuff more.
The personas will probably get more nuanced, and you know, it can go pretty deep if you let it.
Yeah. So I'm using this example because it's very, very fractioned, right? So say you're selling like something like condoms or something, where it's literally just for guys, right? So your market is literally men, right? Probably over the age of, I don't know, what, 16 or something. Mm-hmm. So men over the age of 16, like needing protective sex, right? Or needing a device for protective sex. Like literally your buyer persona, like could just be men. But as you're selling more and more, you'll realize, oh, my buyer persona for my 16 to 24 demographic is very different from my buyer persona from my 25 to 35. And you can start developing more and more buyer personas. Just like that, you fractioned one buyer persona, men 16 to 90, into 2 buyer personas. Men 16 to 25, men 25 to 35. Actually, I'm sorry, 3 buyer personas. And then men 35 plus, right?
Sure.
And you can tailor the campaign based on that, based on those personalizations that you have found for each of those personas.
For sure. I'd recommend like anybody Google something like how to create a buyer persona and like just look on Google Images and kind of see how all these are laid out. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. You can even just do this in a Microsoft Word document. It doesn't have to be pretty or fancy, but there are things you definitely want to include when you're creating your buyer persona. So name your persona, right? Like I think I had like one of mine was like Steve Jobs, the CEO or something, or Sally, the CMO. What role or position do they have? So for us, it was CEOs and CMOs. What industries are they in? So are you niche down? Are you
work in medical?
Yeah, you only work with hospitals or banks or real estate companies, or, you know, does the industry matter that they're coming from? Their market segment, the relevant product or service that you have that's good for them. You need background information. So demographics, what's her gender, age, income, education, where are they coming from? What's their location? What are their values? What are their goals? What are some of their identifiers? So like personality traits, strengths, interests, you know, what are their job responsibilities? Like what do they have to deal with on a weekly basis? Their challenges, what are their, you know, key performance indicators or KPIs and like, how are they being evaluated? What are some career objectives that your target audience may have? You know, what brands and influencers do your customers care about, or like what information resources? So like what blogs are they frequenting? What social media channels are they using? There's a lot of things that need to go into your persona to really try and get like a solid, like a robust understanding of your buyer persona, and you can find so many different guides to do this. So Google like how to build a buyer persona, and I think it'll serve you well.
Common objections for a product or service, that's a good one too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then depending on like level of seniority, we talked about that a little bit. And like what are their pain points on a day-to-day basis, right? And how do you help them solve that?
That's a good one.
What do you help them solve?
Yeah, list their pain points and then list your solutions to those pain points next to them. I think that'll actually offer a really awesome like way to understand. Like it helps you understand your service better because you're actually understanding how you're solving the actual problems of your customer.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I think what's really interesting to note too is to really consider every little bit of that information when you're putting together their persona, right? So something that might seem trivial, like for us, CMO turnover period on average is 2.5 years. Like, that could be used in so many different ways, right? So that means that you should be expecting, if we're working with someone for more than 2 years, we should expect a CMO change or a director marketing change. So we can think of things as, oh, so these people are going to be new to their job pretty often, right? So if we're running our company for the next 20 years, we'll probably see 10 shifts in CMOs if we have a customer for the next 10 years, right? Hmm. So, or I'm sorry, 20 years, yeah. Whatever I said. You know the math. I don't remember what I said. So, you know, we expect a lot of changes. So we should talk to CMOs who are new and incoming or CMOs who are about to go and to leave an impression. So take into consideration every little bit of information when you're creating these buyer personas. Anything can help. So once you have your buyer personas, so if you haven't gone crazy, you can always add more, right? So once you've created your buyer personas, you need to understand what life cycle stages are. Mm-hmm. So as we mentioned before, life cycle stages is sort of an understanding of how close they are to completing the task that you want them to complete, right? So in most cases, I would guess that it's making a purchase, right? Being a customer, becoming a customer. Mm-hmm. So the buyer persona you target with your content is just part of the content mapping, right? So once you know who they are, you have to know where they are. And for that purpose, we're going to use like 3 stages, I guess, in this cycle. And the cycle stages are awareness, consideration, and decision.
Mm-hmm. So awareness, like the first stage in the life cycle, a person has realized and expressed symptoms of a potential problem or opportunity. So again, going back to your buyer personas, what problems do they have? How are your services helping those problems? It's going to really help you understand where they are in their life cycle.
Do they know that they have the problem?
Yeah. Do they know? But in this one, a person has realized and expressed symptoms of a potential problem or opportunity. So they're experiencing their problems in this stage. The next one is the consideration stage. In the consideration stage, a person has clearly defined and given a name to their problem or opportunity. So awareness is, man, something's not right here. Consideration is, I'm identifying this problem and it's not good. The third stage is called the decision stage. And in the decision stage, a person has defined the solution, strategy, method, or approach. So the decision stage is that they now know what to do about it. And so you really want to position yourself so that you are that decision that they're making.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a lovely little cycle. Once you have your buyer persona, you can create content for each step of the life cycles. So again, it's awareness, consideration, and decision. So say for us, example, we have, what would you make it? Steve Jobs, the CEO,
of our personas. Steve Jobs, the CEO.
So Sally, Steve Jobs, the CMO. Steve Jobs, the CEO, has a certain set of pain points, a certain set of problems. And what we'll do is create content for each step of the cycle for him. We'll create content for the awareness step. We'll create content for the consideration step. And we'll create content for the decision step. And using that method, you'll always have content for the right people, buyer personas, at the right time, life cycle stage, right? That's how you just dominate with content.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this is important. Like, content takes a lot of time. If you're doing it yourself, or it could cost a pretty penny with an agency that's creating it for you, you want to make sure that you know exactly who your audience is and what kind of content is going to be good and effective and helpful for them. If you're just making, like, if you're just writing random blogs and shotgunning it and hoping for the best, you're spending a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of energy that if you just taken the time to do the research and to understand the proper steps, you will save so much more money and your content will be way more effective.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The research is a ton of it. Putting it together is a ton of it. And then of course, promoting and distributing, right?
Yeah.
So there's tons of recommendations when putting together content that you take about 20% of your resources, your time and money into creating it, but then 80% of your resources into promoting it, pushing it around, throwing it in front of the right people, getting the right people to see it, and promoting it that way. So keep that in mind, right? It's pretty important to really like know that you're pushing it around just as much as you're creating it. So creating it, that 20% is a vital amount, right? But you do need to push the content around considerably. It's definitely important to distribute and get it, you know, in front of the right people, or at least in the right spots, right? So
for sure.
People can't see your content if it's not somewhere where they can, you know, see your content.
It's true.
So yeah. Other than that, I believe that's content mapping, good sir.
That's content mapping. I mean, it's a really simple concept. Doing a podcast over it, like, I mean, it's gonna be a short episode, but I don't know. It's just really
vital.
It's valuable. I mean,
yeah.
So if you're a first time listener, and you're like, man, this was like the shortest podcast ever. True. You should listen to this one, and then you should go to listen directly to my types of content marketing podcast episode that we did. I can't remember what episode
that was. It was really big, actually.
Yeah,
types super of long. Content. And pretty much what it allows you to do is if you listen through that whole podcast, you can see what kind of content you'd like to create or ideas for content that you can use for each of these life cycle stages. And they don't have to be the same, right? So in the awareness stage, you can create an ebook and an infographic. And then in the consideration stage, you can create a, like a list and a video, whatever, right?
For sure.
So
I think in a few future episodes, something I'd really like to do is like to build buyer personas on the podcast so people can like kind of hear the strategy and what goes into actually creating one.
Yeah.
Eventually, what I'm really wanting to do with this show, if we can get like live Q&A going or something, I will help somebody create their buyer personas right there.
That'd be interesting.
Live, yeah. Where everyone can see it and kind of get an idea of what to do.
Absolutely. But
until then, we're here.
Yeah, in the meantime.
Thank you guys so much. It is super crazy that we're 20 episodes into this thing already.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
We're at episode 20, bro.
I like that. Anyway, thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.